What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
That was the response yesterday through a translator, Rafi Devers, about going back to the field, going to first base, maybe helping the team out in the wake of the Tristan Casas injury. And I will say this, the one thing I do kind of respect Fitzy about Devers is he doesn't beat around the bush. Like, he doesn't pussyfoot through, like, you know what he feels. I think y'all should go get a first baseman. Your job. I don't know why the GM's asking me. I'm not playing enough. Like, it you know, started the first time with just a no, I'm a third baseman. No. Mm-hmm. He doesn't mince words in Spanish or English or whichever language. It gets out there loud and clear for all of us.
But also, I'm not sure if you heard on the midday show that Jones was doing a little TV, and they had a Spanish translator come on to make sure that they weren't missing anything or that things didn't get exaggerated. And the translator said it actually was kind of worse than we made it out to be upon initial translation, which is not a great look. And I just keep, like, you raised the point or asked the question in the previous break. Who's giving him advice? Who's telling him this is the best course of action for you? Because that person should be summarily fired, executed, or at least blasted into the sun or sent on the next Titanic exploration mission or put into on the Blue Origin that doesn't return to Earth. Like, what a bonehead. What an absolutely boneheaded move. This isn't like, oh, Rafi's got an expiring contract, so I'll just do my thing this year, and then we'll all, agree to disagree, merrily move on and part ways at the end of the season. He's here for almost another decade, so if you want to get along with these teammates, foster relations, and endear yourselves to the fans, do something other than tell everyone to tuck it and suck it. This guy is just, I even am the one that put in our group email and text chain today, like, guys, are we sure that we're not being too harsh on Devers? Like, should we maybe look for another angle? Like, is there another side to this story? Or
the one where he says yes and plays first like a normal teammate would.
Since then, I apologize. I recant.
Delete that. Recall that email or something. Get rid of that.
Why I wanted to do that segment on the show, Retake, where you get a chance to apologize for one of your takes during the week. I apologize for even putting that in our email.
Well, thank you for apologizing. I'm going to give out the phone number, 617-779-7937. You can join the conversation when one of the people that are already on the line hang up, because the lines are loaded, so let's get you involved. Greg in Lincoln, what are your thoughts on this Devers situation with the Red Sox?
Here's the other side of it, guys. I don't know if you guys realize, but Devers sucks at third base. The possible outcome for this team is for him to remain DHing. And the only problem that everyone has with it, he had the balls to say it. And I hope Cora's backing him. This is the right move, because guess what? He is the talent on this team. I want to see a winning season. And if you get rid of Devers, you get rid of Cora, you'll see how bad this team sucks. If we got to go in any direction, I'd rather fire Breslow than either of them.
All right, thanks for the call, Greg. Devers was not a good third baseman. I'm not going to argue that. My counterpoint would be Tristan Casas was not a good first baseman. So I'm not replacing a good first baseman. I just need an okay first baseman, a capable option.
I'm replacing a first baseman. Yeah. I can't have it be Cora's Miami buddy in, I can't even remember his name.
Romy Gonzalez?
In Romy Gonzalez, yeah. And the other guy. I remember Romy Gonzalez. Nobody knows his name.
Are you talking about Abraham Toro?
Yes, I am. The guy from the famous Lawn Empire.
I can't be the name guy on this show. I have a terrible memory. So if you can't be the name guy, then we're going to have awkward old man conversations.
Good. You'll have to forgive me, audience, if I didn't remember the name of future Red Sox Hall of Famer Abraham Toro.
The fill-in.
The bull.
Devers thinks they want him to be the fill-in. No, Toro is the fill-in right now. That's the fill-in. Romy Gonzalez is the fill-in until he maybe comes back to reality with his batting average. They need a long-term option. It should be Devers, and he doesn't...
Even just a this-year option, if that's the long-term
No,
idea.
I meant long-term this year. I mean, you have...
Well, they also need a long-term option because I don't think Casas is going to be playing much first base in the future at Fenway as well. And someone just needs to put on a tape of Schwarbs, Kyle from Waltham, back in September 2021, Andy, when he agreed to go over there because they needed that bat in the lineup, just like they need Devers' bat in the lineup, and he played first base. And man, did he play it on skates with two frying pans. But I'll tell you what, whenever he picked up, not enough to deter them from winning, and whenever he made a clean play, they applauded him, tipped his cap to the crowd. It was beautiful. Raffy, reconnect with your people that are calling in to criticize you now. Take over at first, you knucklehead.
Jake in New Hampshire, what are your thoughts on Devers' refusal to play first base?
Yeah, guys, for the record, I think Jason Tatum lost the week because it's playoff basketball, but that's neither here nor there. Rafael Devers is the hot topic, and I think it's despicable. I think it's absolutely despicable. And Greg from Lincoln, I think it's completely disconnected, saying that this is the star of the team. If he's the star of your team and he's telling you, absolutely not, I will not play first base, that sends a very, very negative message throughout the rest of the clubhouse. And the fact that this guy signed that big extension and this was not a character flaw that was not picked up on previously, shame on the Red Sox management for that.
Thanks for the call, Jake.
Did they know? That's a great question, Andy, or point by Jake in New Hampshire. Did the Red Sox ever really know that Devers could be so self-centered or selfish?
I got to think if you spend that much time with someone as Cora has, as members of the organization have, the Jason Veritex of the world, that you're 8 years into this relationship, you start to realize what a guy's all about. You're on the road with him. You're playing 162. I have to think they had an inkling. And I don't want anybody to try to defend Devers here. Like, I think some people might say he's young or, you know, there's a language barrier or, like, this is baseball. Like, this is baseball. It's baseball in the Dominican, in Puerto Rico, in Cuba. It's baseball. You have a third baseman, a first baseman, guys moving around. And he's on a baseball team where Christian Campbell plays multiple positions, where Seydon Rafaela plays multiple positions, where guys move around. And they're asking him to make one of the most traditional position changes that you'll ever see. And that is third base to first base. So let's not, like, this whole idea they're at, because he threw it out there. What's next? Somebody gets hurt in the outfield and they're going to put me out? No, they would never do that. You're being a petulant little child. That's an Andy Hart answer when he's all fired up and he regrets it later. You're being immature with they're going to pitch me next? Well, what if Crochet gets hurt? Are they going to ask me to pitch?
Oh, like, and then next I will have to fill in for Brez, and I have to get the players.
Be less mature, Devers. Be less mature. You couldn't be. And I know something about being immature when I'm angry and in fights. I am very immature in those situations, and you are being that. Whether you regret it or not,
it takes one to know one.
And usually I regret it later. I wonder if he regrets it. Does he wake up today and read those quotes in English and Spanish, whatever he wants to read them in, and say, oh, yeah, that when you put that in writing, it doesn't sound
when you put it that way.
I sound like a real a-hole when you put it that way.
Not a chance he does that. Not a chance he's self-aware enough, because he'll just go and count his money in his bank account, and then all of a sudden that panic goes away.
Is it money?
Dan, that's a great point. Andy, I got a feeling that when you've just got, like, piles of legitimate FU money that has empowered him to just feel how he wants, That's when fewer Fs are given by the day.
So he's an NBA player, essentially, because he's got the power of that massive contract, a coddled NBA-style player.
What are you going to do? Cut me? Trade me? You paid me $300 million whether I'm a child or not. That's my money, and I'm going to do what I want with it.
So what's the question, though? Are they not allowed to make him do something? Like, how does that work? I have no idea. I'm just playing devil's advocate here. We had a caller the other day that sort of brought this up, try to force his hand. Like, are there? Does it say in his contract that he only plays third base or DH? If they write him in the lineup card, batting second, playing first base, and then just wait, what happens if no one goes out to first base to start a game?
I mean, that I don't know. I feel like he would go out and maybe just Olay a couple ground balls. Like, I think you're just kind of playing. It becomes a blanking contest at that point.
Yeah,
it really. That's exactly what it becomes. Like now. Like there's the potential staring contest slash game of chicken going on between the Sox and the Devers camp. And I got to tell you, this is setting a horrendous example for coaches that coaching Little League Baseball all around the Commonwealth and in Red Sox Nation. Future players on the Red Sox, like Devers got what he wanted. All he had to do was hit. They asked him to hit and they switched him around and they screwed with him. And then they asked him to do something else. And he said no. And they kowtowed to him. So, I mean, it's just like this is a bigger deal for the long-term health of this particular iteration of the Red Sox as well as the franchise overall, Andy.
Stiz.
I did just look it up on ChatGPT. And
this ought to go
actually,
well.
Stiz, if you want a good baseball, it's ChatMLB. Use the baseball version.
So ChatGPT says, in Major League Baseball, a player generally cannot refuse to play a specific position if it's part of their job description or the team's needs. While players may have preferences, a refusal to play a position assigned by the team is likely to result in a player being benched or facing contract consequences.
Well, I don't want to bench him. I want him to face...
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Contract consequences. That second part, ChatGPT, is what I would need. Dan Ball.
I also think the guy in the middle of this, Alex Cora, wants nothing to do with putting him at first base or having to deal with any of this. Notice in the interview, well, because they already went through this with the designated hitter. So now you go back down to Alex. This is Craig Breslow talking, going back down to Alex and say, okay, you know how we just went through all of this and you finally massaged his ego here? Now you got to go back, call him into your office and send him to first base. And I don't think Alex Cora wants anything to do with that conversation, which is why you only heard Breslow be mentioned in that interview.
Then Alex Cora doesn't want to do what's in the best interest of the Boston Red Sox, because I've never spoken with Craig Breslow a day in my life, and I didn't need Craig Breslow to come tell me, hey, you should probably bring up the idea of Devers going to first. I bring up the idea of Devers going to first because it's the most obvious solution to the problem at hand for the Boston Red Sox in the middle of the season. So if Alex Cora can't see that, then he is not nearly the manager I thought he was.
Well, I mean, that's subjective.
So
what you think is best for the Red Sox is not necessarily what Alex Cora, who deals with Rafi the person,
every day. So he's afraid of Rafi.
No,
this is about Rafi the person.
He's trying
not
to massage the ego of a guy
who's
immature.
So it's about Rafi. It's not about the Boston Red Sox. I thought Alex Cora managed the Boston Red Sox and was supposed to do what was in the best interest of the Boston Red Sox.
Rafi's on the Boston Red Sox.
No,
that's a part of the
massaging
equation.
Massaging his ego shouldn't be the issue here. Making Rafi feel good shouldn't be the issue. It should be putting the best baseball team on the field to help catch the Yankees, win baseball games, and not ruin a season that started out once promising with a lot of talent and confidence with the baseball team.
But they're professional athletes. You've been around them for years.
I have.
They they have egos? Isn't that part of the job description of a coach or a manager to deal with the egos of the players?
To get them to do what you need them to do. I don't think Alex Cora is getting him to do what he needs him to do, and what he needs him to do is play first base. We'll talk about this with Ted Johnson when he gets here at the top of the 3 o'clock hour, because he praises Bill Parcells for being the master manipulator, the best button pusher that ever walked the planet. It seems like the Red Sox need Bill Parcells. They need him to push whatever button, wherever the hell it is, find it, with Rafi Devers, the button that makes him want to play first base and do what's good for the baseball team.
And maybe Ted can finally tell us the real story behind when Belichick asked him to be tight end at the goal line, and he said no, and then so Mike Vrabel took over and got all those touchdowns.
Is that true?
No.
Oh. I was buying it there for a minute. I thought you were bringing something to the table. I was.
It'd be kind of funny, though, if we just kept that as a show rumor and then we asked him about it.
Let's go back to the phone lines. Ken in the car, what are your thoughts on Devers, Ken?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Love the show as always.
Thank you, Ken.
My whole take on the Devers thing is basically just be a team player like everybody wants you to be. Play first or just stay at DH. But it's like, hey, you got to just basically stay part of the team. And now you're talking to a translator and you're kind of degrading Craig Breslow. And then you're showing the clubhouse like, you know, like it's a team sport. So be at first, be a team player. That's what I'm just trying to get at. If not, the team should just call up Roman Anthony and he'll probably play first, as much as they don't want to do that. So that was my take on the whole Devers situation.
Thanks
appreciate
for the call,
that, Ken. You know what? A great idea, Andy. You know what they do? If Devers is just going to be a baby about it,
send him to Worcester.
Yes. Call up Roman Anthony and send him to Worcester.
Stiz, don't shake your head. Why are you shaking your head? That.
He's playing well right now. You don't want him.
Yeah, just pass him through waivers and gamble that 29 other teams won't take his contract.
Oh, excuse me?
What?
If anybody wants to take his contract, I'll give it to him right now. If I could unload that albatross of a contract right now, because that's going to go down as potentially one of the worst contracts they've signed. That is a terrible contract right now. You have a guy who's not that.
I would do it, Dan.
He can't hit a mid-90s fastball. He walks or strikes out all the time and refuses to do what the manager at, or general manager, because the manager apparently hasn't really asked him to do it yet. I would give him away in an absolute heartbeat. 617-779-7937. Continuing to take your phone calls, reaction to Rafi Devers' displeasure with Craig Breslow and lack of desire to play first base for the Red Sox. That's up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.